Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
I'm very well, Derek. How are you?
I'm fine. Today we're talking about The Punisher.
I have been punished.
Yes. This is he's coming out, hanging out with the Daredevil. We got the nice Netflix Punisher series.
Yeah, I think Jon Bernthal really took it in a different direction with this, but I'm glad they brought him back for it.
Yeah.
And Warzone was Ray Stevenson? No, I've never seen Warzone. But Thomas Jane is like, he's really the bar.
Yeah.
For what Punisher is.
I honestly really enjoyed that Punisher movie. It, as silly as it was, I thought it was good and action packed, and the character's likable.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the 1989 version of the Punisher with Dolph Lundgren.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Who is a man of few words.
Yes. This is a movie I watched today.
Okay.
Yes. This is the movie I watched today. That's all I got to say about it, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've never seen this before, right?
I've never seen this before. Yeah. And you got to think, with us doing this, I've been primed to expect this to be bad, okay? Because we watched Captain America, and that was just goofy, silly, bad.
Yep.
Then we watched Fantastic Four, and that was just awful.
Yep.
And it really set my expectations very low for this. And all I got was a movie. This was a movie. This was a movie
late
that started
80s,
yeah,
or almost pretty much a 90s action flick.
Yeah,
it was the start of a 90s action flick.
It started as a movie and it ended as a movie, and it was a movie in all points in between.
Yep.
This was not as bad as the other crap.
I know Dolph doesn't speak the best English.
No.
Especially at this point in his career. Even now. But I don't know. It felt like the director told him to be like, hey, go somewhere between like a Schwarzenegger, Android Terminator robot,
Yeah.
And
Stallone. It's basically have no emotions. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's very monotone in everything he says. He doesn't say much. Mm-mm. And I don't know. They tried to give him one-liners in here that just didn't.
Oh, I have one of my favorite ones. I wrote down my favorite one.
What was your favorite one-liner?
He's about to be tortured. Oh, actually, God. As he's being tortured, the bad guy walks away. He's like, hey, have a nice day.
Jesus Christ.
It's fantastic.
So I can easily say Lou Gossett Jr. was the best thing in this movie.
He's the detective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. His old partner.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that has a real storyline.
Was Frank Castle a cop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a detective. He was his partner.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about in this movie, but in general. Was Frank Castle a cop?
Yeah,
he was. Okay. I thought he was a soldier.
No, I think he was ex-soldier, and then he goes back and he's a cop, and that's how the comics book. The original Thomas Jane that kind of has his origin story where the mob puts out a hit on his his family. I know the newer ones he's ex-military, but I think he was a cop on that too. I can't remember, but yeah, he joins the police force for a while.
The Bernthal ones, he is like ex-special forces of some sort, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, the bad guys in this are just cartoonish.
Oh, yeah.
Just slapstick. Like, it is ridiculous. If you can think of a stereotypical, like, Italian gangster, this was all those guys.
Or stereotypical Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yakuza need more guns.
Yeah.
Obviously more guns.
Well, they're training with swords, and
they're not Jedis.
They got to deflect bullets. They weren't at that level yet. That was the next training.
Oh, this was Anakin walking into the room full of Padawans?
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Dolph Lundgren murdered a bunch of Padawans.
Oh, man. So, essentially, this entire movie is Lou Gossett Jr. as a side character trying to find Frank Castle,
mm-hmm.
right? But the actual meat of the story is Frank Castle has killed so many mobsters that the last mobsters in this town decide if we don't team up together, we're all going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they team up, the Yakuza swoop in and just fucking kill them all.
Yep. Yeah. The Yakuza's like, oh, hey, they're all gathered up in one place.
Yeah, they're all in one place. Thanks, Frank Castle. We're going to murder all these guys now.
Yep.
So I didn't understand. I mean, it's not that I didn't understand the Yakuza's motivation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take over the town and be the new crime lords, right? I get that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in part of this plot, the Yakuza kidnap all their kids, all the mob boss's kids.
Yep.
And they're going to use that to extort all their like racketeering and stuff like that out of them, like mm-hmm. all their crime businesses out of them. But why? So they invite everybody to this meeting. Well, they don't just invite everybody to this meeting. The Yakuza come to the mobster meeting first.
Yeah.
Right? And literally look at them and say, you're going to give us all your businesses.
75%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take this deal or suffer the consequences. You know, why didn't she just kill them all then?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand. Because,
I mean, I'm sure they took their weapons or something.
She goes out of her way to kidnap their kids to try to extort them into all this, right?
And then she kills them anyways.
Then she kills them anyways. Mm-hmm. It's not like they have to sign anything over. These are criminal enterprises.
Maybe it's just really hard to like get them when they have weapons and they...
It was super easy.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so part of all the families coming together was there's like one big drug score that's going to put all the families back on the map and strengthen, you know, allow us to hire more goons, essentially,
mm-hmm.
and bolster our forces. And it's like a $600 million, like, drug deal.
It was a $500 million, but it was 600 kilos.
Yeah, cocaine. I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's a $500 million drug deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings all the families together to do this, but the Yakuza just kill them all.
Yep.
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
But they don't get the drugs.
No,
they don't. Because Castle intervenes. The Punisher.
Yeah.
The Punisher isn't in this movie, first of all.
No, he's not. They don't call him the Punisher because I don't think they can call him the Punisher.
The only time it ever mentions the Punisher is when he's talking to himself and he's meditating naked in a sewer.
But he never calls himself Punisher.
No, he just says,
so
I'm gonna punish the bad guys.
The only time the words Punisher are used are in situations where Frank Castle's not on screen.
Yeah.
Right? So there's like news clips and stuff like that talking about the Punisher killing blah 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 people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Gossett Jr. talks about working the Punisher case. And, you know, his boss tells him to stop working the Punisher case because the Punisher doesn't exist. He's dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's stuff like that. And he's never wearing his skull. But there's a vague skull on the end of all of his stiletto blades.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't really show us
this is,
it very well.
So it's supposed to be his origin story. But they don't actually show his family dying. Like they show it in a flashback. So when it starts, it's 5 years after his family's death.
Yeah.
And he's just emo sewer dweller Punisher. But yeah, he never actually fully comes out and becomes a Punisher yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
It never even shows him with the skull on his chest or anything.
Yeah. I don't think they could call him the Punisher.
No, they did. They call him Frank Castle. Everything. They had the rights. They just chose not to.
So
I think it was the director's choice.
It felt like they were pulling back from it so much that it's like they didn't have the rights to it or something.
But they still did.
Yeah, I know.
They called him Frank Castle.
It's so weird.
So they, it just felt like a director's choice. He was like, I want to make this movie and I don't want to just make it a copy paste of the,
I think the fact that he didn't have the Punisher logo on his chest like the Punisher should.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one thing I like the least in this movie. I think that's what I actually hate the most.
I mean, yeah.
Like, everything else is kind of passable. Like, everything is so fucking goofy. So, he's killing all these mobsters and stuff.
Yeah.
That just don't fucking have a chance at all.
No.
And then when the Yakuza jump all the mobsters at the docks, he just, you know, he doesn't handle them, but, you know, he doesn't really have trouble with them either. Right?
No. But they do. He gets stabbed and falls into the water. And they're like, well, I guess he's dead.
Yeah.
Like anytime you fall into water in a movie, you're dead.
So the Yakuza leader is a woman, and I cannot remember what they said her name was. I don't think it really matters that much, but she's like, you know, bad guy. And she has an adopted daughter that I'm sure she stole from somebody. They are the ones that orchestrate this entire child heist to try to get the mobsters under their thumb. But the head mobster is like, no, I'm not going to play ball.
Yeah.
You can go die at this meeting. I'm going to sit this one out, guys.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I don't even know where to fuck start with this movie, dude.
So
it's all over the place.
Talk about the Yakuza. That's fine.
Okay.
So, this meeting they set up.
Yeah.
So they already had everything planned out, and it didn't make sense because, first of all, she poisons them.
Yeah. By the way, they're not in a Japanese restaurant.
No, they're in a random restaurant.
Yeah. And
almost everyone in there is
mafiosa.
Well, they're Yakuza.
No. Well, they're mafiosa.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Yakuza walk in to this meeting, all the mafiosas stand up and the Yakuzas gun them all down.
Yeah, but there's only a handful of those. They have like four or five guys with them. Everyone else in that was working for the Yakuza.
Okay.
Everyone else in that bar.
All right.
Because they mow like 30 people stand up and start killing them. But the thing is, they kill all the henchmen, right? And then she just goes in and gives her a little speech like, ha ha ha, you're already dead.
You know, I really thought, so whenever they were drinking, they're doing their toast, right?
Yeah.
I thought as much as all this was about to happen, that they were being poisoned.
Yeah.
Right? And then that's why I thought the guy that was like, nah, I can't drink, I'm on medication.
He was going to live.
I thought he was going to live because I thought he fucking turncoated those other three guys.
Yeah.
Nope. He was just really on medication. He couldn't drink.
Yeah. and on top of that, she poisoned him and then murdered the other guys.
Yeah.
And then showed up and still just to kill them. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's so,
like, why is she even there? She doesn't need to be there. They're already dead. The only reason she's there is to give a speech for a movie. A speech to dead people.
It's bad. It's bad. Like, I didn't like this villain.
I think, I know her name isn't O-Ren, but I feel like O-Ren was modeled off this character.
To be somebody who's supposed to be such an imposing villain, she's a very weak villain. Don't you feel like that?
Yeah. She just has her charm, even though she's supposedly killed her own brother, but she's not threatening.
You know what she really needs to be? You watched Daredevil on Netflix, right?
Of course.
You know, Madame Gao? She is like, you know, Yakuza mafioso like that, right? This character needed to be more like her. You know what I mean? She needed to be smart, and she didn't come off smart in this. She needed to be more cunning. She didn't really come off that cunning in this because the writing doesn't support it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And like the difference between like Madame Gao and Daredevil and this woman in this, you know, Punisher movie is literally nobody respects this woman.
Yeah.
But everybody has reverence and respect for Madame Gao.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They wanted her to be like an A-tier villain, and she's just not. She's very weak.
You know who O-Ren is, right?
No.
Oh, I'm talking Kill Bill.
Oh, okay.
Lucy Liu's character. That's all who right. She reminds me of, which came out a lot later. But she's, you know, a woman that took over the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think, I don't know a lot about the Yakuza, but I don't know if there's actually ever been a female leader. I kind of doubt it, but who knows? I don't keep track of their hierarchy.
But, yeah.
Yeah, she just reminded me of that character.
I don't know. I wanted more out of this because it was right there. It was real close. This is real close to being a decent movie.
Was it?
It really was.
Okay. Replace Dolph Lundgren. So the Frank Castle.
Yeah.
Because he's not Punisher, as we stated.
Yeah.
He's just this weird, emo guy that wears black leather, like tight black leather, and lives in the sewers and just murders people.
Sits around his sewer room naked all the time, apparently.
Yeah, naked, meditating, praying to God why he hasn't been punished yet.
This was like a Charlie Sheen away from being Hot Shots.
Yeah.
I really feel that way.
I mean, all the action is just as cheesy as Hot Shots. All the action scenes, it's typical like 90s action where it's just them running and gunning.
Yeah.
They're just unloading clips nonstop. And just there's zero bullets going off and bullets hitting bad guys does stuff. But anytime he gets shot or anything like that, it just does not affect him.
Yeah. People let him.
He's just
beat them up. Yeah.
He's just standing out in the open, getting sprayed by like 10 guys with Uzis and not a single bullet's fucking getting near him.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
I think my favorite part, though, was some of Dolph Lundgren's facial expressions.
I didn't mind his look, right?
He had this weird, almost dead grunge look.
Yeah.
But his facial expressions were pretty priceless, especially when he was being tortured and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he can imagine what it feels like to be tortured, but he's just like, oh, no.
They should have been doing something more gruesome to him.
Yeah, they just put him on a stretcher.
Well, it was supposed to be like a rack, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't actually like racking him. And you could tell they weren't actually racking him.
It was just pulling his arms forward. Like, you know.
But it wasn't even doing that. He was just pulling on the chains himself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, man, I feel like they should have been doing some shit like ripping fingernails off and shit. I feel like they should have went that direction.
It doesn't feel like a very high budget movie. I think the budget was like $9 million or something.
In $89? That's not bad. Yeah. That's not a bad budget at all.
No.
I mean, they did blow a lot of shit up.
They did. They blew up a lot of shit. Anything that got shot just blew up automatically, along with his family.
I mean, when he shoots up the Yakuza casino, that's probably $1 million worth of explosions. Yeah. This dude has a fucking 203 grenade launcher on the bottom of his M60.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
What? That's what I do.
He's got a... Rambo's not cool enough, okay?
No.
He got a one-up Rambo.
Yeah.
My M60 has a grenade launcher on it.
He uses a fucking harpoon to harpoon a guy to a van and then slide down it while mowing people down with a Uzi.
Yeah, he's got like a crossbow harpoon grapple gun thing. Yeah. He shoots through a guy's chest and pins him to a vehicle.
I was like, how the fuck does he have a harpoon gun with a scope on it?
Oh, man.
But no, they proved me wrong. They had, yeah, it's completely.
He was about to light up those mafia dudes too. And he was like, oh, ninjas. Let me see how this plays out. Yeah. It was just okay.
Yeah. I liked at the beginning scene when the original bad guy, he was like the leader at the time of, I don't know, one of the groups of mafiosos. And he goes back, he gets off, right?
Yeah.
From, this is the guy who murdered Frank's family.
Yeah.
And he gets off and he's just at the courthouse and all the news reporters are like, how do you feel today? And he's like, I feel great. You know, innocent people should always, you know, justice prevailed. I am definitely innocent. I'm gonna go home to my castle and do some coke. And his goons with their guns just standing next to him, they go back home and he's like, all right, boys, let's pop out the champagne, but first let's check the house. And they're just walking around this house like there's obviously somebody there. And a guy hears something move in a room. And he's like, what the hell? He walks into the room and it's just a room full of mirrors.
Yeah. It's a closet.
It's a closet, but
full of mirrors. Full of
mirrors. Yeah. Sliding door mirrors. And he's looking around and Dolph Lundgren's hand comes out of a vent with a knife.
Yeah.
And stabs him in the chest. Like he's just hiding. He just crawled into the vent somehow.
Dude, he doesn't kill these people quietly.
No.
at all.
No. It's not like sneaky. Like, I mean, that was pretty stealthy. So I don't know how he got in this vent that's half his size. Or how he's getting out.
Well, he's punching through the wall, apparently, because he punches through the vent to stab that guy.
Yeah.
He does that, and then he straight up shoots the other guy, right?
No.
There's one in the hallway he shoots, and then he, like, lasso chokes out one.
He pushes him off the second floor balcony.
Oh.
And that... somehow that kills the guy.
I thought he capped him first.
No.
Okay.
No, he like, he might have stabbed him or something and then pushes him off.
Yeah.
And the other guy is like, oh, jeez, man, are you okay? Yeah. Yeah. And he gets lassoed and choked. And then the bad guy walks in.
He's like, hey, boys, I got drinks for all of us. Holy shit, everybody's dead.
No, Johnny.
What mob boss goes and gets drinks for his henchmen?
I don't know.
No, he's not just real.
A good, you know, they got
maybe
him
he
off.
Was innocent.
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I believe him.
I do, too.
I mean, Frank Castle is obviously the villain of the movie.
Yeah, really. He really is. These are just upstanding members of the community. These are just, you know, honest businessmen.
Yep. And their children gets kidnapped and he goes saves them and just murders a bunch of people and traumatizes these kids for life. When he's rescuing these kids, he's just murdering people right and left.
I will argue that he did not rescue these kids, that all those kids are dead.
Well, they got off the bus, so.
Yeah, they should have got off that bus in body bags.
Yeah. That was the other thing. None of these bullets go through these thin sheets of metal on the bus. These kids would have got shredded.
It's just a city bus he stole. It's not a fucking armored vehicle.
Yep.
And literally, yeah.
They're just having a car chase and they're just shredding this bus.
There's Yakuza on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And like they start shooting at Frank. Frank takes cover behind this bus full of kids. Yeah. The Yakuza are just shredding this bus.
Yep.
And then Frank gets back in it.
Yeah, he jumps in like, okay, I'm protected. There's a wall between us.
Yeah.
The thin sheet of metal. And then they have a car chase where he proceeds to murder all these Yakuza following them.
All those kids are very dead.
Oh, yeah.
One
might have lived. Dude. And that kid is traumatized for life. He's never going to be the same.
Yep. It's, yeah, man.
But, ugh. They kept one of the kids. Oh, it was like two of the kids got left behind, so we had to go back for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's rescuing them, one of the little girls pops out and is like, oh, I forgot my teddy bear. I had to go back for him.
Yeah.
And then the Yakuza jumps him. It's like she was working with him.
It made just as much sense as anything else. So the boy that gets left behind is our head mob boss's kid, because of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which all these other kids are orphans now.
Yep.
All of them. Because the Yakuza just slaughter all these guys' wives and daycare workers
that
and everything else.
It doesn't say that the mothers are dead.
Bullshit. Though they are all dead.
What I know about the Yakuza, yeah, they're the moms are dead. They kill bloodlines. They're smart.
Yes.
They don't just be like, oh, we're going to let them come back and have a vengeance story.
In the bloodline. Oh, me.
But Frank gets captured.
Yes.
And this is after he already got caught once by the Yakuza. And he got caught in Coney Island. Mm-hmm. They beat him up. And then he got out of that. So he gets captured. And the mob boss is like, I need him to get back my son.
Yeah. Because it's easier to go beat up the police than it is to go beat up the Yakuza.
Yeah. 100%. Because he still has guys.
Yeah.
He could just take those guys and go into the Yakuza base and do the exact same thing, but have more men, except minus the him and one him his, and Lundgren.
His men do not have the thick plot armor Frank Castle has.
They would all died going up the elevator.
Oh, God, yes. They would have stepped out into a room full of ninjas that had swords and then forgot how their guns work.
Yeah. So their plot is, all right, we're going to go in there.
Yeah.
Blow up the front door. And then he gives his little henchman, Frank Castle's henchman.
Yeah.
Who's just a poet, or he's an actor, a thespian. He's like, all right, here's these bombs. One of them blows up the lights, turns off the lights, right?
Yeah.
The other one blows everything else up.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't blow everything else up.
Not at all.
It blows some random shit up.
It blows up the elevators.
Yeah. So I guess so the cops can't get up?
I don't know. I just...
Which the cops eventually get it working, but it's like, this building has stairs. There's no way the building doesn't have stairs to get up to the top floors.
You think the stairs are what it blew up then? It blew something up, but I don't know what.
If you blew up the stairwell, I think, like, the building would fall down.
Not necessarily.
The stairwells are super sturdy structures.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the building.
Man, but it blew up the elevators. And I would argue that the elevators are probably the most sturdy part of one of these kind of buildings. I mean, they're kind of in the heart of the buildings, most of these buildings, well, right?
The stairwells are, too.
Well, modern buildings are kind of on the outside.
The stairwells are, too, and they're surrounded by concrete.
Yeah. I don't know. The second explosion seems to blow up nothing.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So, but yeah, the first one turned off the lights, and that did something for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one doesn't do anything. And then, yeah, they just kill the people. I don't know. It's fucking shit. It ends. The movie ends. They die. They kill the bad guys. And then the head mafioso is like, oh, I got to kill Frank now because he's going to come back and punish me now that I'm the head of everything. And the kid stops him and he murders his child. And I wish he should have.
The Yakuza were going for female empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frank Castle walked in and beat that right out of him.
Yep. He took that adopted daughter, the only white chick in the Yakuza, and snapped her neck. No, he just murdered all these expert martial artists in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
You think she's going to stand a chance?
Yeah, this fucking teenage girl.
Yeah.
These fucking like 40-year-old samurai masters over here did not have a chance.
Yeah.
But it's masters. Okay. It's okay, 100-pound blonde girl. You got this.
Hey. She did a little damage.
Her plan was just to stab him.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody else's fucking plan. Shoot him. Do something different.
We know that doesn't work either because the whole movie, they're shooting at him and he never gets hit by a bullet at any point.
Oh, man.
He can't be shot. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's immune to bullets.
That's why the mafioso is like, hey, man, take this body armor. He's like, I don't need a fucking body armor.
Yeah, exactly.
Bullets can't hit me.
Exactly. He never gets shot. He gets stabbed a few times. Can't be shot. The only damage he ever takes is from knives.
Yeah.
The one time when he fell into the water, knife.
Yeah. Thrown from very far away.
Into his chest.
That dude was a
right below his heart.
That guy was a little bit of ways.
Yeah.
Away. That knife should not have impacted him so hard. It blew him off his dock to the water. Got me.
Maybe he's just faking it. Fuck by number. No, because he goes back and he like burns himself.
Sew it up.
No. No, man, we ain't got that. We ain't got supplies like that in the fucking sewer. But you know what? I got a hot iron and a forge. What?
I watched John Wick get stabbed up plenty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he never burnt a wound closed. He always had them sewn back up. Just sew it up. Yeah, but
he had time and resources and people to do that for him.
Well, this was very much John Wick-esque.
Yeah. This is definitely what John Wick was based off of.
Yeah. This is... God, there was no story here.
It was this bad people doing bad shit and good guy with a tarnished... scorned soul just killing people. Killing those bad guys. He is vengeance, okay?
I love Lou Gossett Jr. in this.
Yeah, his character is actually good. He actually had character development, I felt like.
Yes.
The partner was actually she was pretty sexy. But I loved how she just shows up and's like, hey, I want to be your partner. And he's like, no, I don't fucking have partners. And she's just like, well, you know, this last job, you know, we worked at a job together, and I was a prostitute.
Dude.
And then she's like, I think Frank Castle's the Punisher. And he's like, all right, yeah, remember. Yeah, meet me tomorrow.
Obvious lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Obvious lesbian. Well. If you were in the 80s and you have a haircut like this, you are a lesbian.
You know, it's really weird because normally, that's not true. This was a popular haircut back
her
then.
Her haircut was very Denise Crosby, Tasha Yar.
No, this was a popular haircut back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she played prostitute well. I mean, detective.
But literally, she's like, yeah, I'm over here on my Macintosh computer, like, you know, plotting in all these charts and stuff. And it's just like, this fucking chart I got over here on the wall, you dumb lesbian.
No, bro. That she used ChatGTP to figure out where Frank Castle was. It's like, you haven't searched under New York City, have you? Hey, she found him, okay?
Oh, man.
And then turn around.
But she didn't find him.
Well, they found the sewers.
Yeah, they went to the sewers, but they didn't find him.
Well, man.
And then she's just not in the rest of the movie at all.
Well, she has the big speech where before he gets captured, maybe she died. Maybe the mafiosos killed her when he got free.
Yeah. No. They just knocked her out.
Well, you know.
The mafioso just backhanded her with the pistol and knocked her out.
Yeah, but we don't know what they did with her after that, right?
Fair enough.
Because I would have done some stuff with her.
Oh, Jesus. And editing that part out.
What? I'd say I would have taken her out to a nice dinner, Danny. Fuck. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. I'm not a bad guy.
What do you think I'm doing here?
Yeah. I don't want to get punished or nothing.
I'm one of these Frenchy faggots is delivering our drugs.
Yeah, exactly. The whole drug I see was pretty amazing, though. The Frenchies, it was just so typical over the top racism.
Dude, if they would have just been fucking eating croissants, whatever the Yakuza pull up on them, that would have been. This movie was very racist. I feel like this had a chance. This had a real chance of being good.
I guess.
Like, when you compare it. Like I said, when you compare it to Captain America or the Fantastic Four, this had a real chance of being good. They had real actors in it, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, but
like
I think I like those two a lot more, though, because those are much worse, but they're entertaining bad.
The Mafia Don in this wasn't a bad actor.
No, he was good.
Even like the ones that were murdered, even like the douchebag one at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I thought that guy was funny. Yeah. Whenever he walked out of the courthouse, like,
it's a great day.
Yeah.
Justice has prevailed.
I did. I laughed.
Oh.
It's like, oh my God, that's how fucking Trump's going to walk out of this courthouse after they just failed to get him again.
Yep. Which I love how the whole movie, because he blows up the house after he murders that guy.
Yeah.
And the press is just outside.
Yeah, they're just there.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting on this guy to die.
Yeah. They clearly see Frank, by the way, with cameras.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, wow, shit.
Yeah, Frank Castle doesn't exist. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, all right?
Who the fuck just blew up this mafioso? Wasn't Frank Castle. He's dead.
The Punisher. He just can't be saved anymore, okay? He's too far down the rabbit hole. He's murdered too many innocent people. I mean, bad people.
I think with almost any other actor here, this movie would have been actually really good.
Maybe. They definitely need some plot point updates. But,
like, any, you know, when I think of like big 80s movie stars that could have done this, why not Schwarzenegger? Fuck it.
They could have got Stallone.
Yeah, they could have got Stallone.
This felt like a Stallone role. I bet you they went to Stallone first.
Dude, you did. This felt like Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
You think Stallone wouldn't have said no to this.
Yeah. He's probably busy with Rambo at the time.
Not after like Rambo 3. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's probably busy still being Rambo.
Like, what would Stallone at this time would have been doing like fucking Rocky 5 or something. This is probably would have been much
like
more lucrative.
Mid Rockies. It was like Rocky 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, wasn't Lundgren in 3?
Lundgren was 2, right?
Was it 2, the Russian?
Yeah.
Was it 2? Where he kills Creed?
I thought so.
I thought that was 3.
No. Oh, no, it was, wasn't
it? Yeah, 3, yeah.
Because 2 is Clubber Lang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
Yep.
So this would have been like Rocky 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
God, you think Lundgren, because he was a blonde in that. He goes from
No, they dyed his hair for this.
Yeah. And it looked real weird.
Yeah, didn't. I mean, I liked his overall aesthetic. Don't get me wrong, but he's
tight leather chaps.
His look wasn't bad.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just he's not the actor to carry it.
I mean, you know, he looks good nude. That's all that matters, right?
Thomas Jane can do more with his face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Like, you got to say a lot with your face.
Yeah.
So.
Because generally the Punisher doesn't talk a lot.
It's like Henry Cavill in the first season of The Witcher.
Yeah.
You know? He speaks a lot with his face.
Mm.
And it's, yeah.
Just grunts and stuff.
Yeah. That's kind of the way he should have, Dolph Lundgren should have been the Punisher in this.
Yeah, but he just has terrible facial expressions. It was hilarious, but.
It's like he doesn't have any facial expressions.
For the most part. But only when he's trying to, like, be in pain.
Yeah.
Then they're really silly. But most of the time he's just sitting there, mouth breathing, fucking just whispering the whole movie.
Yeah.
No. I'm punishment. I'm gonna punish you. I'm punish that booty.
He at the very end of this movie, he literally tells a child, "Be a good person or I'm gonna come fucking kill you."
That's just being a dad, okay?
Don't be a piece of shit like your father, I'm gonna come fucking kill you.
That's what my dad told me when I was growing up.
Then he walks away.
Exactly what my dad said is like, "I brought you in this world, I'll take you out."
Man. I feel like this is a very missed opportunity. I feel like this was probably this had a real shot of being like a really good first Marvel movie.
There's
stupid stuff that could have been cut out of it. We already said Dolph Lundgren, but then all the kid shit, you could easily cut out all the kid shit.
Whoa, that was the best part when he's saving children.
It's really not. It's really not even close to the best part.
I didn't understand the thespian, the actor.
Yeah.
So he goes to this guy and he's getting information from him the whole time. But I have no idea why this guy has any information at all. He just seems to be a homeless drunk.
It's kind of the same idea that people have loose lips around the help.
Okay.
It's easier to talk out loud when you don't see people as people.
Yeah, but he's not the help. Like, he's just a drunk.
Yeah.
He's a homeless.
He's a random hobo.
Yeah, he's a random hobo.
Sitting outside of mafia bars.
Oh, okay. So, but they just literally just walk out and discuss all their evil plans in the middle of the street?
See, my problem with him as the information source is completely different than yours.
Okay.
My problem with him as the information source is when the Yakuza mafia meeting was going down for the first time, Frank Castle already has a fucking bug in the mafiosa's meeting chamber and knows exactly what they're doing. He doesn't fucking need this guy.
No, exactly. Somehow, yeah, he did bug them, and he already knows their whole plan.
He doesn't need this guy.
No.
So that makes this guy's character completely pointless. That's what I don't like about the thespian.
Did you like the way his character talked?
The thespian? Yeah. Like the way he talked in riddles and rhyme?
He always talked in rhymes.
I'm fine with that.
It's really weird.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. We also don't live in New York City.
But you know what? We also probably wouldn't talk about our evil fucking plans. Like, oh, hey, man, what time's that shipment coming in with all of that cocaine? I don't know, man. It's going to be on Dock 7.
Well, you got to 7 p.m. You got to talk about it.
Okay.
You have to talk about it. And there's no texting or emails.
Okay.
Everybody doesn't have a phone in their pocket. You can't call people.
Yeah, so do it somewhere private. What the fuck?
It's a mafia bar. It is private, too. Oh, my God.
I get it. Sure.
I mean, you know, people are fucking weird, man. You work with the public. You know this.
Just because a thespian doesn't mean he always talks in fucking rhymes.
This guy does. He's a manic, depressive alcoholic, obviously.
Okay.
With definite, you know, issues. This guy has issues.
He's a lyrical genius. That's all I'm saying. Get Dre over here.
I mean,
I think that hobo needs to be punished.
Maybe that is his punishment. Maybe he did something and, you know, Frank was just like, you work for me now.
Mm.
Instead of me murdering you.
Yeah, he probably jaywalked or something real fucking criminal-like.
Oh, me.
Drunk in public. He probably pissed in front of a school. Now you're going to be punished.
Jeez,
I'm going to punish you all night.
Dolph Lundgren's all about the punishment.
Yeah, I don't know why God's had to punish me. I had to keep asking him to, but he just hasn't.
I don't know. So you didn't like this at all?
Not really.
Really?
I had watched this as a kid, but the only thing I remember about it was literally him riding through on a bike in the sewers. That was all I remember about this fucking movie.
Yeah. He does ride his motorcycle in a lot of situations you don't think you'd be able to ride your motorcycle into.
Yeah, he just rides it into the trap, and then he rides it out, but they capture him.
He rides his motorcycle directly into the trap, and then gets off his motorcycle and tries to be quiet.
Yep.
After riding a loud-ass motorcycle into this fucking warehouse.
His motorcycle was just like some shitty, dirty motorcycle. It wasn't very nice at all.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, this was close to being passable.
I mean, it's fine. I didn't hate it. It wasn't, like, entertaining bad, though.
Yeah.
It was just cheesy action movie.
I think that's the worst part, is it's not entertaining or yeah. bad.
It's like a 4.
We've been spoiled with our bad movies here lately.
Ugh. I'd give it like a 4.
Yeah.
4 on the hate meter. So.
Yeah, 4 or 5. Somewhere in there. It's very mid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
I can't really think of anything else to say.
I can't think of anything else to say about this one either. Out of the 3 that we've watched from this generation, this is the best one.
I would much rather watch Captain America again, though.
Really?
Captain America was amazing.
Yeah.
The Psych Hitler scene and the scenes where he's stealing the vehicles and stuff, it's so good. I loved it.
I don't know. I don't really have much to say about this. It's it's very average. So.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, I guess that's about all we have. I'm going to go and find some nips or something. And... yeah, thanks for...
I'm going to go punish you.
Oh. You're going to punish my nips?
I'm going to punish your nips.
I've been bad.
You have?
I stole a lollipop earlier. Better punish me.
Heterosexual.
Oh, yeah.
We're not crossing that line yet.
You forgot about the life mate part. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Like and subscribe, everything else. Thanks.
See you later, guys.
Bye.